graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Episode 173 of Suplex City Limits for August 4th, 2018. Call me Spider-Man because I'm in love with Mary Jane. It's your boy, the King of Bong Style, Jim Vicious, and he's the original Canadian Destroyer, my co-host.
Your mother and your father are... Oh, fuck, I lost it. There was a rhyme with Destroyer, but I lost it. Jim, I'm just I'm the Destroyer of Intros. That's what I am.
Destroyer of Intros. Meltzer rated 5.5 star
wrestling minus podcast. Five stars.
Suplex City Limits, available for listening of our fine podcasts are found. You can follow me on the show Twitter at Suplex City Limit. Follow Tyler at the Federation. If you like the show, consider supporting us by picking up a t-shirt at Pro Wrestling Tees or donating on our Patreon, becoming a producer. Get a shout out at the beginning of the show, like our friends Caleb Morganfield, The Mizcast, Casey, Chris Savage, the infamous Chris Savage at that, B-Rad Brad, Kick-Ass Keith Martin, The Maniac Michael Thomas, The Riceroni Jabroni Tyloni, Insane Ian Jackson, Wrestling Soup Podcast, Jumpin' Jeremy Foltz, and New to the Fold. Sir, if you're listening, please give me an alternate name so I don't have to say this at the beginning of every episode. 2019 Muskegee Interracial Intergender Orgy at Max's Garage. Only a Suplex City Limits listener, man.
You could just call Max for short.
I fucking might. Thank you very much for supporting the show. This week on the Pod Smokinist Wrestling Pod on the Internet, the podcast of the Immorals, be taking a look back at the week that was in pro wrestling. We'll talk some New Japan, some MLW. We got the top three. We got a voicemail from Burbs, I hear. So that should be something. We'll check that out. What else we got?
Let's hope he's okay. We've got the usual WWE bullshit. That's just hit rock bottom. In my opinion. It's fucked. Just shoot it. Put it out of its misery.
It's fucked, boys.
Fuck!
So, with that in mind, let's get into it. Spark 'em if you got 'em. Let's buzz it off with the Suplex City Limits top three.
Suplex City Limits
top three!
Suplex City Limits top three, our top three matches of the week. Why don't you take us through it, sir?
Well, let's see. First, we'll go with Kenny Omega and Sonata on night 10 of the G1. I thought myself that they did a great job in a fast-paced match. He brought something out of Sonata that you don't usually see. It was just spots galore. It was great, especially for a guy with a cracked heel or a slight crack in his heel. You can't tell. You can't tell watching these matches. Not at all.
He's a fucking, just the latest, man. In Japan, they'll just work with anything. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. You got fucking Hanma. He could barely fucking walk.
Yeah. And how many times have we seen Tanahashi just like, there's no way he's going to have a match, you know? And he does somehow.
Yeah, he does. And it turns out to be such a great match. But I know what you guys are all wondering. Did Sonata's hair hold up? Yes. Yes, it did.
So there you go.
You've got that. And then our next match in the top three would be Kota Ibushi versus Hiroki Goto, which that match, that was just a couple nights ago. It was night 12. And it was just, you know, was it Ibushi and Bushi and was Ishii, their match last week? It was that match, just in my opinion, it was better. It was just so good. Spots were so crisp. They were so clean. Beautiful match.
So fast and so clean, clean.
And I'm taking the brunt of this, Jim, because, you, sir, you're overwhelmed.
I can't, man.
Yeah. No, I get you. Yeah. There's a lot going on. It's like me. I didn't see every bit of the G1. It's just too much, especially when you got dope shit like MLW Battle Riot, which, speaking of, is our third match in the top three.
Yeah, dude. MLW Battle Riot, they had a special two-hour show, including the 40 man. 40 fucking man. Battle Riot.
Yes, where you can pin, submit, or throw somebody over the ropes. Or if a ref thinks they need to leave. Did I see that a couple times? Like the ref being like, oh, you're too buzzed, man. You got to get the fuck out.
There were some questionable things that I wasn't exactly sure about. But I don't know. I took stupid notes for this. I don't know.
Lay them on me.
How in depth do you want to fucking get?
Well, let's talk about some of the most notable figures to run through the battle riot, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, well, it started off with Pentagon and Phoenix, which who are the tag champs. I thought that was very clever.
And brothers. So you got a conflict of interest to start the show, and it gets you going. It's really good. Yeah. There's nothing worse than two guys that don't belong in the ring together starting a rumble. It just doesn't get the crowd in. You just can't wait for somebody else to come.
Yeah. We saw Brody King, who I do enjoy.
I do, too. I think he's pretty good.
Filthy Tom Lawler came in 5.
Yeah, he plays a great heel, that's for sure. He looks like a piece of shit. He does. Well, I mean, Filthy Tom, come on, right?
Right. Some of the other cats, I was not familiar, like Lance Anoa'i.
Yeah, no idea.
Yeah, he's from that family.
I recognize that ass because, Jim, well, you know.
He's fat!
And
definitely.
Bad asses!
Oh, that's not even, we're not even hitting peak fatness yet.
No, he'll get there.
Ray Horace from, who's the Dragon Azteca and Lucha. Dude, Kevin Sullivan comes out 8 with a gold spike. Son of a bitch, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, it is. It is.
You had Fala Ba. You had Swoggle. You had Samu, dude, who's like 50.
I know.
He gets eliminated by Lance Anoa'i, his fucking son,
What a shit.
Yeah. Midnight Cannonball, ACH, was there. Conan had the biggest pop in the fucking place when he came out 13. I thought that was a nice number for him, too.
Why?
I don't know. Just 13 is like the unlucky number. I don't know. Just kind of fit enough with him.
I didn't know if it was something that I wasn't getting, like with his previous characters or whatnot.
Oh, I know. Barrington Hughes, dude. Bariatrican Hughes.
He's some boy, man.
He is so fucking fat. And that's coming from a very fat motherfucker right now. Yeah, he is unbelievably fat. Yeah.
I feel like I did waste one of those fats because really, Jim.
He's fat!
It's very fat. One of my favorite things in this whole fucking this whole thing is Teddy Hart comes out and he does the Mil Máscaras spot.
Yeah.
Did somebody troll him? Is that like his joke? Is he like, oh, it'd be funny if I came out and did the Mil Máscaras thing? Like, what's, because that's what it was.
Yeah, like to me, it reeked of like Teddy Hart wanted to go out there and I don't know what his character is in MLW. This admittedly is my first MLW show I've watched.
His character is a guy who is concussed and high out of his mind, who fucking hangs around with hookers and he's himself. That's what he is. He's the same gimmick
then
as everywhere.
This makes sense then. If he's concussed and out of his mind, then he went and he done the fucking, what was it, a springboard moonsault? Just yeah. Fucking. But you know, like to me, it kind of flogged because he didn't even enter the ring. You know what I mean? Like he got on the apron, did the moves. I think this might be a Curtis Axel situation where he can go to the next battle ride and say I was never eliminated. He didn't get in the ring. He got on the apron. He didn't get into the through the ropes. He just springboard off of them.
If he makes it until the next fucking battle,
I guess if he's not in jail or if he doesn't evade police again. But I mean,
yeah, he had. They had the fucking Spirit Squad guys. Why are people booking these fucking dudes? I don't get it.
Kenny and Nick or whatever.
It's like, you want to still wrestle, fine, but like, come up with a new gimmick. That was never a good gimmick ever.
You know, no, it was never over, ever. The only reason why it became at any spotlight was because they had a feud with DX.
Yeah. And right before 22, Lawler ends up alone in the ring again, which is like a nice little reset, but. We had PCO, who we talked about on the show. He was here, and his selling was the fucking worst.
I got no love for PCO at all. None. I was never on that train where PCO was the shit. Especially when I heard an interview with him where he talked about wanting to have a main event run in the WWE.
And that's with Undertaker, dude.
And it's like, dude, like this guy is not good.
Well, he's obviously out of his fucking mind.
Oh, yeah. Roided to the gills, probably.
No. L.A. Smooth. Get that fat button ready. He is the next super fat Samoan wrestler to die young, this guy. I'll tell you what.
Oh, fuck, man. There's I don't know, man. There's a difference in being a fat guy or a guy of heavenly persuasion, like Follow Ba. Who is very charismatic, can still move. But then when you get the Barrington Hughes, where it's just like a guy that can, if he bends over, he might pop a fucking disc, right? Like, who knows?
So huge. So huge.
Right? To me, that's what I draw the line. I like Follow Ba. If you can't be somewhat athletic, then I don't want to see you in the ring, man.
Yeah. I mean, he's a sight to be seen. He's a fucking monster. And when Barrington Hughes and Follow Ba faced off, it was fucking awesome.
It was. I'll agree with you there.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, if you remember Iceberg from, like, the early 2000 indies?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's just horrible.
Yeah.
He was so bad.
Do you remember that tag team, two fat, fucking fat ass black guys?
Like you tell me like the headhunters or whatever.
Yeah.
Man, that's too much, man. Too much.
Yeah, they are big fat fucks. They're probably all dead now,
I would imagine.
Baby, you had tons of people. This Blue Meanie, who got a really big pop.
Not so fat anymore.
Yeah, no. Dude, Sawyer Fulton. When's the last time you saw that guy?
WWE 2K18.
Holy shit. Yeah, I thought it was interesting that Callahan had a hat on to cover the fact that his head is shaved. You know, his head is how the fuck is that? Okay, hold on now. So never mind. I thought it was involved his head shaving thing, but I guess that wouldn't really fuck with it at all. He was wearing a hat the whole time, either way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, really, at the end of the day, it comes down to Lawler. And Hager, what the fuck, dude? Fuck Jake Hager, Strong, Thwagger. Call him what you will. I'm not a big fan. But.
No, me neither.
And then Jimmy Havoc came in 40.
Not a fan.
Jimmy Havoc looks like the kid that whose pants you would pull down at prom or something.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I understand. Cause like, okay, so this is what happened here. Right? Every now and then I'll go over to my parents' house and me and my father will watch Japanese wrestling if there's a match that I think he'd like. Right. So I was over there and I was over there for supper and I was just waiting for supper and nobody was watching TV. So I went in and I watched Battle Riot on YouTube. Yeah. And Dad came in and he came in right about the time of Jimmy Havoc. And he just looked at Jimmy Havoc. He's like, "Oh, this is not the Japanese wrestling, is it?" I was like, "No." He's like, "Okay," and he walked away.
He's like, "Who's this fag?"
Yeah.
No,
because like he was punching at that point in time, and they didn't look like punches.
Mm. I mean, how are you going to take that guy seriously? I mean, he's not big, but he's also not strong. You know, at least like a dude like Leo Rush, he looks like a 14-year-old on steroids, but at least he looks like he's strong.
Well, you look at that little, what was he, 8, 9 years old, that fucking physical specimen freak kid, yeah. Long hair, looked like mini Tarzan. Like, I bet he could fucking just kill me back then.
He looks more intimidating to me than Jimmy Havoc does.
Yeah, you're fucking right, he does.
But in the end, Lawler wins. He gets a title shot anywhere. I love the idea of the Battle Riot. It's like the Royal Rumble and Money in the Bank all in one. It's fucking good.
Yeah, no, it's true. What else would you do? You know what I mean? Like, you've got to kind of stay within that boundary. They did a good job at making it just different enough, especially you could use weapons and pinfalls.
Yeah, and submissions and shit. I like all that. I thought it was... That's clever, and like it was fun. It was like OG Royal Rumbles back when they were fun still.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I get you. And it didn't go the way of the reverse battle royal in TNA.
Oh fuck! Yeah,
because that could have been horrendous. That had famous Samoan. That's not what I meant, Press.
Holy shit! 5-star podcast.
That was the game show music that we haven't used in eons.
I know. I was like, "Oh, it's Jimmy V." Like, I was ready. Yeah. But you watched the rest of the show or no?
No. No, I couldn't be bothered.
I watched. First off, another mention: Matt Stryker, Tony Schiavone on commentary.
Yeah.
Who I at times really liked and at times fucking hated.
Yeah, but I can understand that. Tony Schiavone had his moments. Matt Stryker even had his moments where he was good.
But, yeah.
Yeah. No. None were without their faults or without their downfalls.
But yeah, they had a couple other matches on the show, and they just didn't do a lot for me. I don't know the guys. Myron Reed.
Yeah. No idea.
And his MLW debut took on Cotto Brazil. I mean, it was just like Brazil looked like Swan's brother or something. They're just like two little brown dudes who can jump around, which. There are really a lot of these days, if I'm honest. Are there not a lot of like fucking 5-foot fuck all black dudes who are in the crazy shape who can like just do insane flips? Like there's a million of them now, right?
There is. I got one question though, Jim. Was he Bobo Brazil's son?
Right. All I can think of is Bobo Brazil.
Yeah, if he's not his son, then he can go fuck himself.
Yeah. I guess they have LA Parks coming in there. They had a vignette for him coming soon.
Did you hear about how the Roosh and LA Park match for CMLL is not happening now?
Oh, the next one isn't happening?
The hair versus mask match?
Really?
Yeah, it might be turned into a tag match.
Why?
I don't know. Because Mexico.
So they fucking like, oh, we'll do a fuck finish for it, and then we'll come back and do it, and then like that's their creative way to like, oh, neither of them has to put the other one over.
I guess
that's fucking dumb. Yeah. If that's the case. But yeah, and then Maxwell J. Friedman defeated Joey Ryan to become the middleweight champion, which is a new belt there. I kind of don't mind the idea of that. I mean, I don't know. What do you think of different weight class belts? Like I don't think they have a light. They just have a middleweight's like their secondary belt, I guess.
I think it's unnecessary, really.
Just be a TV belt, right?
Well, yeah, just make it a TV belt, or just, you know, just something other than classifying it as only this group of people, aka every wrestler in the indies now can wrestle for.
Yeah.
It'd be different if there was such a variety in the sizes of wrestlers these days, but what's garnered as a heavyweight and then what's garnered as a light heavyweight doesn't have any room for a middleweight, if you ask me.
And this Maxwell J. Friedman guy has a decent character. I mean, it's a bit, EC3, you know, similar. It's just EC3. Yeah, it's like an EC3 kind of fucking thing, really. But whatever. Do you know who the champion of MLW is right now?
The champion of MLW.
Yeah, oh, I do.
Who
know.
Is it? I did know.
Fucking. It used to be Strickland.
Yes.
But now it's low key.
Oh, that's right. Because he was at the beginning cutting that awful promo.
Dude, awful. Like, they had an interview with him and it was like the fucking worst.
Yeah.
How could you be this uncharismatic, dude? It's unbelievable.
Especially with that sexy voice. That deep voice. Like, you could do something with that, man. Like, instead of talking like monotone Molly over there.
Yeah, really fucking. Really shitty.
The only time he's got charisma is when he's legit kicking somebody in the face out of anger.
I mean, I'd put it on a little bit, but to me, a guy like Strickland has a zillion times more upside in 2018 than fucking Low Ki does. But whatever.
And, okay, we'll take a look at this now. Low Ki's the heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
Yet there's a fucking middleweight title, and he's not even a middleweight. Already, that middleweight title just means nothing. You know what
it's
I mean?
Just like, it's just their secondary belt, you know.
Yeah, I know, but don't call it middleweight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get where they're going. They're going for too, that familiarity that you have with MMA and different belts, you know. But
yeah, no, I get you.
Whatever. Overall, I thought it was a good show. I just none of their young guys are like. If there's a dude I don't know on that show, they're not really doing that much that I'm like, wow, I really like this guy, or you got to see this guy, or you know, it's just kind of.
If you don't know him, there's a reason why you don't know him yet.
Yeah. Their show's good. It's obviously better than Raw and SmackDown. Yeah. But it's like number, what, 5 or 6 or whatever it is on my list. So I'm not going to watch it very much. But they are doing a War Games event
that
coming up.
Man. Yeah, because WWE, like the dumb sons of bitches they are, forgot to copyright it.
Did they copyright it?
Yeah.
Or can't they? MLW did?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They just they don't say anything because like they're gonna NXT is doing one this year.
To me, it doesn't really. It's only if MLW has a problem with it. You know what I mean? And I don't think MLW would probably have a problem with it.
Yeah, Court Bauer probably not gonna.
No, Court Bauer knows how that place works. Might as well just let it happen and not do anything to ruffle the feathers so he doesn't shut you down for some weird reason. Call BN Sports or something.
Yeah, BN Sports. Fuck, who has that shit? Anyway, overall, I think MLW is a pretty good promotion. It's pretty no-nonsense. Battle Riot's awesome. War Games should be cool. Not fucking bad. And I like Tom Lawler. I think Tom Lawler is a guy you should push.
I agree.
I would definitely take the belt off Low Ki, put it on Tom Lawler. I think he's fucking great, actually, as far as that goes into, if you know, I get the, everybody has the fetish for MMA these days, so.
There's a problem with Tom Lawler in the title, though. His UFC suspension is up in October.
Mm.
So I know it's up in the air whether or not he's going to continue wrestling or just go into fighting again.
Mm. That makes sense. But yeah, that was our top three. Kind of a weird way of getting around to the end of it. Let's move.
Laugh of the week.
Let's move on. Talk about some news of the week, man.
This week in the news, crotch spot breaks Aleister Black's nuts. You could smell like a wrestling fan. And Kane is mayor. Over to you, Jim.
I'm Jim Vicious, and this is news to you. Let's start off. We had some deaths in the pro wrestling world this week. God damn. You fucking scumbag. Nikolai Volkov died at 70.
Yeah.
SCL Hall of Famer, Nikolai Volkov.
Then Brickhouse Brown died. Nobody else died.
Yeah,
I'm trying
man.
To divert the fact that I called this last week, the exact method and everything. I feel awful for it.
Pretty interesting, though, right?
Right?
Like 2 days before it happens, we put out an episode, and you're like,
going to find him hanging from the rafters or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
And then that's what happened.
I'm not saying I'm Nostradamus, but I mean, what has he done lately?
Well, man, I have nothing against the guy, you know. He got, you know, that act was super over in WWE.
For sure.
I
was a big fan of it when I was a kid.
I am just having, like, one thing I honestly have an issue with is that it's Lawler's lawyer. He has a lawyer, dude.
Why?
And the Lawler family attorney raises questions about Christopher, Brian Christopher's death. I don't fucking know, dude.
Like, what do you think, people the cops saying, killed like, him? Like, come
no,
on.
No, like, they think they say that it's like, oh, it's their fault. They left him in. They didn't check on him enough and this and that. And like, dude, really, man? Like,
do you really think that he wouldn't have tried this some other time if the cops kept on checking him? You know what I mean? He's just, like, I don't want to be that guy, but he fucked up too much and couldn't find another way out, obviously.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's a shame that, like, it got that way, but... Yeah. How can you pity somebody that keeps on fucking up, fucking up, fucking up? Like, it's a shame that this happened, but by no means, I don't care. Yeah. It's like, dude, he brought it on himself.
I was talking to somebody who's like, you know, that's shitty. Like, Jerry wouldn't bail him out and shit. I'm like, he's 46 years old.
Yeah, like, don't go getting in fucking trouble like this, you dumb twat. That's why, yeah, you know, like, if you can't handle your life because daddy wouldn't bail you out, then guess what, man? The world doesn't need you.
He bailed him out too much. That's why he ended up the fucking in this situation. So my parents always told me throughout life, dude, if you get arrested, don't even bother calling us.
Yeah.
Because we're not coming to get you. And when I was a kid, I was like 16, I got busted for drinking with a bunch of my friends. And then, like, they put us in a big room and, you know, they're like, all right, we're calling your parents. And he calls my fucking house. And I'm like, oh God, who's he going to talk to? We're all sitting there and he's like, yeah, Mrs. You know, Vicious. you know, you gotta come down and get him. Well, no, he's not 18. We can't arrest him. Well, no, we can't keep him here. You have to come get him. I'm like, this motherfucker, dude. You know, guess what? I never got arrested. You know, I never fucked around.
No, I, like, never either.
What is wrong with these people who can't stay out of trouble? I just don't get it.
To me, like, I've never once had a hard time not getting arrested. Not once. Not once. Let me put that on record. Not once have I had a hard time getting arrested. Now, why does everybody else have a hard time not getting arrested? To me, I feel like they're just dumb and do things completely wrong.
You know, it's like, why? You look at like Teddy Hart and shit. It's like, why are you always in trouble, dude? Yeah. Like, can't you fucking operate in society within the parameters?
Yeah.
You know, I just don't get it, man.
No, I agree. I agree completely. And I wasn't going to tweet anything. Because not starting this on Twitter, but I couldn't wait to just give my two cents here because my story ain't changing from last week. I'm not the kind of guy that's going to come around and be like, oh, it's a shame Brian Christopher died. Fuck him. Yeah.
You know, people are like, oh, you shouldn't speak ill of the dead. Like, if somebody was an asshole, I'm not going to not say they're not an asshole because they're dead.
What
that's
do
nonsense.
People say about Hitler these days? He's a fucking dickhead because he was a dickhead. Ultimate Warrior's still a dickhead, only some people don't acknowledge that. Other people are as well.
I mean, I don't know. So, evidently, I mean, dude, if he really pursues something here against the police, and, like, trust me, I don't like police at all, but, dude, come on. Like, if they're going to try to go after them for something that they did something, it's like, really, dude.
No, I agree. There's
you see,
there's nothing to it.
Did you see New Jack's tweet about it?
Yes, I did. Vicious.
Fuck. Tremendous, savage. Man.
That was amazing. Yeah. Do you have it there?
I don't offhand. Okay, no. But it was pretty fucking intense. I think he hates Jerry Lawler, and rightfully so. Jerry Lawler is a cunt. He's a racist.
That's true.
He's, you know. So I don't have a problem with it.
I'm on my way there now. I'm soon going to be there, just so you know. You keep on stalling.
Just keep on stalling. And I'm going to get there. What else we got? Some other news this week. Beretta and Chuck Taylor were added to All In. You know, it's something.
Yeah, I mean, best friends. I did like their bit in being the Elite a couple weeks ago where he was just walking with the New Japan titles. And put in the garbage. I thought I popped hard on that. When? What day did Brian Christopher die? Anyways, because I can't find this tweet. Did he delete it?
I don't know. Either way, pretty outlandish. Bullet Club cologne, dude.
Yeah.
What do you think that smells like? If it smells like Bullet Club fans, it smells like Mountain Dew and Cheetos and BO and desperation. I don't know.
Probably. Probably belly button lint.
It smells like the inside of an incel forum. Comes from a guy who wears a Bullet Club hat. Jim, fucking hat.
Winter, Jim, can you explain to me what an incel is? I keep on hearing that these days.
Incels, or it's like an involuntarily celibate. It's a bunch of fucking corny ass dudes who can't get laid. So they spend their time on the internet talking to other corny motherfuckers who can't get laid. And they complain about women and fucking jack off furiously to fucking weird porn and shit. Yeah. That's it. It's a bunch of fucking losers who can't get laid talking to each other online and bitching about that.
That's
like, how about you fucking take off the Rick and Morty shirt, take a shower.
Yeah.
And stop acting like a fucking weirdo. You know, but they all like, I don't know. I don't want to talk about incels. What the fuck is a wrestling pod?
Well, I just wanted to know because I've seen it on my Facebook feed and all this stuff. And
yeah,
man, like, there's a reason why I don't use Facebook. Like, if anybody ever wonders, hey, why doesn't Tyler Fudge do anything on Facebook? Why hasn't he said anything to me? Because I don't use that cocksucking thing.
Yeah.
I feel dumber every time I go on it.
It's pretty shitty. But yeah, Bullet Club cologne. Maybe I'll pick some up after I'm done with my WCW cologne.
I still got my Austin 316 Venom cologne. Thank you very much.
Yeah, right. Oh my God. Jeff Jarrett will be defending his AAA Mega Championship. I can't tell you how fucking that turns my stomach to say Jeff Jarrett. Triple A Mega Champion.
He goes from throwing tortillas at the crowd to being their champion.
It's like, seriously, once Triple A did that, I'm like, you can go fuck yourself. I don't even care about your promotion anymore.
No, I agree.
Like, you just fuck yourself with that move. He'll be defending against Phoenix. So let's be smart and put it on Phoenix here.
And I'm not
let him
watch.
Carry that fucking belt around when he's going to work over the place. Oh, I'll watch. I always watch Triple Mania. I've watched Triple Mania every year for the last like fucking decade.
You're a hard motherfucker, man.
Let me sell you on it.
Sell you me on Triple Mania? It ain't gonna happen, bud. Not gonna happen. You can try if you want to.
Psycho Clown, El Hijo de Fantasma, LA Park, and Pentagon. Loser loses his mask. Who's going to take their fucking mask off in this?
Well, you got, what if it's LA Park? Maybe that's why he's not doing that match with Roosh.
That's bigger business than this. I don't know.
Well, you'd think so.
I'm just interested in that because I don't expect
Phantasma. Maybe he's growing that hair for a reason.
Oh, that'd be so whack. Can it be Psycho Clowns? Because he fucking sucks.
Please. Please. Because, like, everything about that match seems good until you hear Psycho Clown's name, and it's like, fuck.
He is the shits, isn't he?
Oh, man, he's so bad. It's like watching, like, Cybernetico or something. Like, Jesus.
Yeah. Jeff Jarrett's taking on Phoenix. I don't know. I mean, El Patron and Eli Drake?
No. Huh? No. No, I'm fine.
The event takes place August 25th, probably on Twitch, but they don't know. It's like, it's expected to be on Twitch because it was last year, but who knows?
Jesus. Any English commentary this year?
So,
Jim, did you get hired? Is that why you're talking about this?
I would be a crazy improvement over whatever the fuck Kevin Gill, the worst ever.
He just fucking whipped his dick out and took a piss on Triple Mania. That's what he did. He fucking went to
someone. He was like looking not long after he left Conan's show, and you know, was kind of disgraced. He was like, what shows you want to, you know, would you want to hear me on? And someone tagged us, you know, which much love to you. And then like I was like, I want to pass, dude. Like, we buried this fuck out of this. Maybe they were just joking, like, because they knew we buried the shit out of him.
Well, like, as soon as I seen that, I'd never messaged Jim so fast in my life. So we're not going to have him on, are we?
Yeah. I don't really have a beef against the guy other than, like, he was awful on that.
Yeah.
You know, he was, like, a nice guy. I mean, he's a little too attached to the insane clown posse, you know, for me.
That weirds me. When people tell me, like,
when people are, like, self-professed juggalos, I'm like,
Yeah, it's like, where are you going tonight? Because I want to make sure I'm nowhere near there.
Yeah, the last juggalos I talked to tried to sell me a seizure medication. I was like,
Jesus Christ. Jim, one of these days, if we ever become make a profit on this cocksucker,
yeah, right.
We should go to the Battle of the Juggalos and just be two sore thumbs and go watch the wrestling event.
Casanova Valentine was there this year.
Yeah, he was. He was. Maybe he could protect us from all the Juggalos.
Yeah, he's bleeding coast to coast these days, that motherfucker. shout out to him.
Living the blood trail all across America.
Yeah. Matt Riddle confirms talks with WWE and New Japan. Says it's time to move on from the indies.
It is time for him. Like, to me, you look at Matt Riddle, and everybody was talking about Matt Riddle every day a year ago. It's gone down since then. This is his time to go and go somewhere that has a televised product that a lot of people see and get his name back up there.
He's set to defend the Evolve title at the former ECW Arena Saturday.
Oh, against, do you know who?
Does not say.
Well, damn.
I don't follow Evolve.
I don't either. There was nothing you were going to say that was going to make me want to watch an Evolve show, because that's a little too bland for my liking. I guess this thing that just watching half naked white dudes roll around the ring just don't do it for me. I need something more.
Yeah, there you go. I don't see him going to Japan just due to the strictness of their laws on fucking weed.
Yeah, but I mean, it's weed. You can go a week without weed. You know what I mean? Like, it's possible.
Whoa. Let's
just
not
drink a lot.
Go crazy.
You just drink a lot. That's what I did. I went to Cuba.
Oh, yeah, that
I
worked out.
No weed, and I drank.
That worked out really well for, who the fuck was that?
Oh, the person that was laying down in the cooler, you mean?
No, who was on New Japan recently and just shit the fucking bed drunk?
Oh, that was a CMLL guy. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I forget who it was.
I forget who it was, too.
Because you probably haven't heard of him because he's fucking done. He was so shit-faced. He had, like, the worst match ever. Fuck, I wish
it was. It was so fucking bad. That's true. Yeah, I had that suppressed from my mind. Speaking of CMLL guys, I think this is CMLL. It's not CMLL, but Bandido.
Okay.
That all-in match that got announced. The Young Bucks and Kota Ibushi will be taking on Rey Mysterio, Phoenix, and Bandido.
Yeah.
You're not enthralled by that match. I am fucking enthusiastic about it.
And a lot of people were. For me, I was hoping for just like a straight up Bucks tag match. Yeah,
I feel you. But I mean, that could be just some of just the most spotty of spot fests ever, and I think it could be great.
Yeah, like I would have really enjoyed a Bucks Machine Guns. You know, match with that being
though. Alex Shelley's retired, son.
Well, I know. Well, he could have fucking done this match and then retired.
That's true.
Could have been his retirement match. Huh?
Yeah, it could have. Could have. Eh? Yeah, you get retirement. See, you go and get the big bucks and then you go and sell your ass all day.
A bunch of wrestlers got in trouble for rape jokes they made like 12 years ago.
That is, I mean, this goes back to something we were talking about. I don't know if this is on the show or not. There's nothing in this world that's too heavy to make light of. Unless it's like child, diddlers. I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like,
I have the jokes about that too. but yeah, he says, I've offended and hurt many with my past, and for that I'm deeply sorry and apologize for my actions. Because like he said something about to some girl, who he knew, I guess, wrestler or whatever, it was like, it's not rape if you say surprise. which is a funny joke. You know, that's a funny premise. I think that's funny.
It's true. That is funny.
But as you saw on my personal Facebook, there were some people who don't appreciate jokes about rape.
It's true.
How about that? How about that broad that suggested that I need to be raped? And then maybe I would see the. I'm like, you're fucking.
Well, my response to that was just of dumbfoundedness, and it's like, you can't joke about it, but you can wish rape upon somebody else.
Yeah. Like, that's what we're dealing with now, right?
That's what tells me this movement is just void. All I need to do is ignore it and it'll go away.
It's fucking retarded. Yeah, it's retarded.
Retarded, yeah. Yep.
You shouldn't joke about rape. Maybe if you were raped, then you would know. Like, oh, okay. What the fuck?
Yeah. No, it's
go fuck yourself.
Man, some people, I just don't get it. And it's probably only going to get worse because one of these days, man, me and you are going to get lynched. Fucking mob. One of these days, the government will shut down the show. That's how much outrage will cause.
Aleister Black injures his groin. I guess he goes on. He had some surgery, but it's debatable whether he'll be at Brooklyn. So yeah,
I don't know. It couldn't have been that serious. Hey,
some people are saying quite serious. Like, he's going to have surgery, but he might be the show. So it's very vague. I have no idea.
To me, if they're even just entertaining the idea since having surgery that he'll be at the show, there's a good chance that he'll at least be ready the week after. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Occurred at a live event in Las Vegas. How many people do you think were at that event?
125.
Probably, right? They tour around and they do like 200 people, 250. It's like, what's the fucking point, really?
Well, Las Vegas, you might draw a decent crowd because of, they got future stars of wrestling there. But, I mean, Las Vegas is also a transient town, too, where there's a lot of traffic coming in and out, so.
A lot of shit to do as well.
Yeah, why would you go see an NXT show with all the things to do with fucking Las Vegas? I know I wouldn't do that. If I was at NXT, or I was at Las Vegas for something other than wrestling, I'm not going to a wrestling show. But if I was at Las Vegas to see a wrestling show, I would go see a wrestling show.
Takahashi expected to be out 9 to 12 months.
Yeah, I mean,
damn.
At least they think he can come back.
Right? That's a plus. By Japan standards, that's pretty good, right? Like he'll be able to walk again. Well, that's good. Fuck. I don't know what they're gonna do with the belts.
I don't know unless they do.
What do they do in this type of situation? I guess I don't know what they do.
I honestly, Jim, I'm not aware myself. I think myself, it's a perfect time to do a ladder match of some sorts. Mm. Nobody holds the belt. Put the belt above the ring. Whoever can get the belt wins.
Bunch of fucking guys.
Nah, I think the New Japan probably wouldn't do that. Maybe they'd just stick with the two.
Mm.
But I don't know. Like I said, the New Japan's only ever had one ladder match in its own whole promotion. So,
yeah, that's weird too. There you go. We got any other news or what?
I think I do, actually. I think I do, Jim. Trevor Lee's father passed away unexpectedly. They got a GoFundMe for him. He's the guy that started Omega.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah.
I don't know.
I was trying to figure out the connection on that.
Yeah, so I don't know how he passed away, but I know that Trevor Lee is looking for donations, and I guess if you're so inclined, you can. And the last thing that I have to talk about.
I have a question for you. Hold on. Does this guy not have enough money to bury his own father? Really?
I would hope he does. You know what I mean? Like, there's something. But I mean, he's what, 22, 23? How much you want to bet that he just wastes his money?
Is he that young?
Yeah, he's pretty young.
I saw the fucking Hardys were at the funeral.
They almost owe their career to him. You know what I mean?
Could Matt and Jeff not cover? I mean, what is a funeral? 10 grand, 5 grand, 6 grand? I don't know.
You prove a good point there, Jim. You prove a good point. I agree.
That's the thing nowadays.
Let me retract this. Don't go there. Let the Hardys pay for it.
Well, yeah, fuck. Or just pay for it. You know, back in the day, that's what we did. We paid to fucking bury our own people. And everyone's like, well, I got to start a GoFundMe. You know, it's like, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, The Hardys should have paid for it, in my opinion.
I agree. That would be especially two guys that just make money hands over fists. So
would have been a nice gesture.
Yeah, I agree. But my last bit of news will be that Big Cass is going to make his indie debut for Big Time Wrestling on September 21st. Jim, do you know what his ring name will be?
I do. He is the man called Kaz.
Big Kaz.
Yeah. Zeds. Big Kaz. I don't blame him. I mean, what else are you going to do?
I agree.
He's such a piece of shit, though.
I know. Like,
honestly, like, what are you going to like? Well, we're going to bring this guy. I mean, I guess people will come out and see him, but he's fucking trash.
He is.
He's fucking trash.
Did you hear that the guy that wrote that promo for Big Cass got fired?
No, what promo?
that fucking horrible promo that he cut like a couple weeks before he got fired.
About the carnival ride or whatever?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but you being this tall and that tall and raising his hands and everything. Yeah, that writer got fired.
Good.
Yeah.
It's fucking shitty. People get fired there all the time, though.
Oh, yeah, you goddamn right. I mean, Jesus Christ, would you be able to? Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd be calling in sick from the hotel, being like, I'm staying home. Fuck it.
And Kane became mayor of Knoxville. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
People are like, congratulations. Like, you didn't even know this guy's politics, but okay, whatever. I just don't, like, care about that guy as a wrestler or a dude, or I don't really care about Tennessee. So I have nothing there. Let's move on. That was a lot of fucking news, man.
It was a lot of news, but, I mean, we also talked about, I mean, we've covered so much, Jim. We've covered we somewhat covered G1, I suppose. But before we leave this section, just let me point out what it's looking like at the G1, okay?
All right.
Kenny Omega has 12 points. He's 6-0. He's the leader of the B block. Hiroshi Tanahashi, he's 5-1. He's the leader of the A block. And Naito is second to him. Evil second to Tanahashi. But if you look at it, Ibushi's 2 points away from Omega. So you're looking at it, Omega's probably going to lose one of his matches this week, so you can go into his match with Ibushi, and they'll be neck and neck, and winner goes to the finals. Or you can do it in a way where Omega goes in, fights Ibushi, he loses to Ibushi, but, you know, Ibushi's still 2 points behind him anyways, because, you know, Omega, this is the first match he's lost. He goes in, not being able to beat Ibushi, weighs too heavily on his mind, and he loses the G1. There's two great stories you can tell there, no matter which way you go.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I think that Ibushi and Omega match is going to be great from a work perspective, but also from a story.
Yes.
I think it's going to be really good, too. So
I agree. That's 3
years. I am looking forward to the end of G1.
You're looking. It's coming soon, Jim. Next week, we got 3 more shows with Tomohiro Ishii, Kenny Omega on August 4th, and Tetsuya Naito and Kota Ibushi. Then on August 5th, we got Tanahashi Elgin and Okada versus Evil. And then notably on Wednesday, August 8th, you got Toriyanu taking on Kenny Omega and Tetsuya Naito taking on fellow Los Ingobernables de Japón member Sonata. Mm. So that's what's to come.
Good shit. What do you want to do from here? I guess we got something from Burbs, a voicemail.
I suppose. I mean, is he still in jail?
You know, I have no idea. All I know is we got a voicemail, and it came through the grapevine that it was from Burbs. Yeah, so I have no idea.
I guess we're going to bitchin' with Burbs.
Oh, fucking! You have no idea how glad I am to see both of you. Seriously. All right, you've done me such a fucking favor right now. I've been stuck in there for weeks, right? I've got in contact with a few of my homies on Twitter. They said they were going to try and get me out. I haven't seen them, so I don't know if the guards have got them, if they've got lost in the sea. I don't know, but fuck me. All I know is thank you so much for meeting me off this ferry.
Relax, like, really, guy. Like, relax, buddy.
Oh, my God. Like,
tears of Philip.
It has been a nightmare. Like, I put out an hashtag, free burbs. I said donate to the Patreon to Suplex City. Like, I've done
so you haven't done your segment, buddy?
No, I haven't done one at all. Like, I phoned in a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I had it.
Right?
Yeah.
And well, I don't even know if they got it.
Yeah, they did, buddy. So, I had it. You farted, Philip. I shot it, Tans.
Can we just be serious for a sec? I know you've done me a favor now, but let me just, you know. Look,
relax, buddy.
I am relaxed. I'm just saying nobody's come to help me.
Oh, here's the world's smallest violin.
Yes, fart. Yeah. Ah! Yeah, funny. Listen, right? Enough of the games.
Jesus Christ, Burberry. You're wetter than my ass.
Oh, fuck. Just Burberry. Listen.
Fuck then, pig fucker.
Right, basically, I started a hashtag Free Birds, right? I asked for people to donate to Suplex City Limits to try and fucking lift bail. I've not seen any of it. I don't know what's going on, so I'm guessing Jim and Tyler have just fucking took the money and used it for bongs or whatever. Nah, they wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have done that.
Well,
anyway,
maybe
look, I've got two places to go to. I need to go to mine, get a shower, get changed, grab a few things. And then secondly, I've got a corned beef hash factory that we need to visit. Pronto. In the meantime, I've got to phone up Jim and Tyler, let them know what's going on, tell them that I'm out. I mean, like, man, I've got to do something. I haven't done a segment in weeks, not a proper one anyway. So I've got to phone them up, let them know what's going on. I've only managed to watch Raw and SmackDown this week, you know, and last week. We have had limited internet, you know what I mean? Like, really bad. No porn, no, like, wrestling news, nothing like that, you know what I mean? But, hey, look, on the bright side, that was the least of me problems. I was getting fucking punished and penetrated daily. Well, fucking hourly. Well, every half an hour. Well, every quarter of an hour if I could manage it. I mean, if he... Just... Right, look, I've been really abused in there, all right? I've been taken advantage of. And look, just keep this between us three, all right? Please.
Your secret's safe in my anus. Yeah, your secret's safe with me, Benny.
Let's just move on. Anyway, I don't have a clue what's been going on in the world of wrestling. All I can do is just comment on Raw and SmackDown, innit? You get me? So I've got a phone up pronto. So you just carry on with what you're doing in the front seat over there.
I'm masturbating. He's masturbating.
What the fuck? just open the window, please. And just keep it down, yeah? I'm just going to make this call quick. Give me a couple of minutes.
Can we fuck the numbers? Do you have a doll there?
What?
That's a long number. They'll be well excited to hear off me. Come on, answer.
Thank you for calling me.
Hey, Jim, you're right. It's Bird.
It's a podcast. Oh. Unfortunately, we are unavailable to take your phone call, as we are currently out getting High's draft pussy on the hashtag FreeBurbsBailMoney.
What the fuck?
Please leave a message, and we'll get back to you at our earliest convenience. Remember, a winner is you.
What the fuck? What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Burbs. And I am out of Alcatraz, motherfuckers. Yo, my boys, Terrence and Philip, come and pick me up, bailed me out, and they met me at the ferry. What a set of legends they are. Listen, lads, I've not been able to be on my phone all the time whilst being in prison. You get me? I don't want to get caught with that shit. That is bad punishment and penetrate. Bad punishment. Bad punishment. They're just nasty, mate, in there. They just hit you. Pretty hard, like, it's been... I've stuck up for myself, though, like, none of the guards had a laugh over me, lads, you know how it is, you know what I mean? Oh, Burbs had the last laugh, like, you know what I mean? No one fucked with me in there, like, I was, like, the top dog, you know what I mean? I was, like, I really was the big dog. Anyway, look, that's a true story, right? They actually called it my yard, just saying. I'm not, like, overcompensating, I'm telling you, it definitely happened. Anyway, look, I've not been able to see what's going on in the world of wrestling. I've not been online that much. It's been crazy. There was a rumour going around in the cells saying that... Get this. Yeah, tell you what. You wouldn't think it, but it's actually a laughing business sometimes. There's some fucking jokes going around. You want to hear this one? They were saying that there's going to be an all-women's pay-per-view. Could you imagine? Oh, my God. They cracked me up then, lads. Oh, my God. Anyway, so... Yeah, there was stuff like that going flying around. Mate, there was one guy, right? He only come in for, like, drinking and driving or something like that. I don't fucking know. He wasn't here long anyway. I got to know him. He was a wrestling fan. Just for a laugh, I told him that this women's pay-per-view thing was real. Next day, he fucking hung himself in his cell. Crazy. I took his fucking bobble hat and sunglasses, though. They're pretty sweet. Anyway, I guess I'm going to have to cover a bit of Raw and SmackDown because that's the only thing I've seen this week. First off, how is Lesnar the heel? Like, he doesn't watch this shit show. I don't blame him. He doesn't lie to us. That's sweet, right? Bit of honesty, yeah? And third, he doesn't like any of the WWE crowd. Nor do I. They're all fucking dicks. They chant, "This is awesome" at everything, and they boo the fucking Miz. Bastards. We need to follow his fucking lead because he throws people's fucking phones away. That's exactly what we need. Constable Lesnar, that's exactly what we need. Get rid of everyone's fucking phone, especially Kurt Angle's fucking phone. Chuck it. Throw it, stand on it, F5 it, whatever you want to do. Get rid of the phones. Constable Lesnar, clamping down on your unsociable asses. Especially Kurt Angle. Speaking of Kurt Angle, he's told by Stephanie, right, that Reigns has to be removed from the building. So the police come and escort him. And just as they're about to take him away, he punches Constable Corbin in the face. And they're just like, oh yeah, so nice one for that. Now, come on, let's go now. Come on, let's be having you. Come on. What the
top
fuck?
Face.
That's assault right in front of a fucking police officer. I don't understand. I mean, it's nothing. It's bullshit. It's nothing like the guards that I've had to deal with. That I had to... I told them where to fucking go. I told them what to do. But I'm just saying, like, other people aren't as fortunate as me in prison. And they get, like, penetrated and raped and gaped and all... Oh, just all terrible stuff. Apparently, it's just bad.
Apparently.
So, I mean, this is bullshit. Shit police. And I'm starting to question if wrestling even is real. Like, what the fuck? I punch a kid in front of his parents. I get, like, what, 3 fucking weeks in Alcatraz? Reigns punches fucking Constable Corbin. Granted, he's a cunt. But they both are. He punches Constable Corbin, an innocent civilian, right in front of the police. Come along with us. Come on. What the fuck? Renee Young asking Rollins questions and stuff backstage. Why does she give a fuck? Bitch, this is the guy who injured your husband, you silly cow. Now you're having to work twice as hard to pay for both your asses. You're unsociable asses, because you're on your... No, you're actually not on your phone. You probably are, though. Fuck you! Speaking of fuck you! It's nice to see Paige isn't letting her personal feelings get in the way of a decision-making as a GM. Oh, wait, no, she is. Wasn't Angle fucking crucified for doing that? Ah, well. Equality! Hi, I'm Randy Orton. I'm just here to tell you to stop. Right, okay, carry on with what you were doing. What the fuck? And Daniel Bryan saying how he's going to destroy Miz and punch him in the face. Am I the only one who wants Miz to beat the fuck out of this crippled bastard? Like, he's been gone for, like, 3 years, and since then, Miz has been on fire. Like, he's really made that Intercontinental Championship worth something. Like, straight up, and he has, and you can't deny it, regardless if you like him or not. You can't deny it, he's made it relevant. And the same with his fucking promos on that Talking Smack. That shit was awesome, and you can't deny that again. No pun intended, fuck it, pun intended, I'm a fucking humorist. Bastard! Meanwhile, Daniel Bryan's been going on about fucking Evolution. Teamed up with Kane again. Married Brie Bella, for fuck's sake. Still got the same old catchphrase. Shits on Miz's movies and compares him to The Rock. Like, yeah, that's fair. Constantly putting down his wrestling abilities. Although, to be fair, they're pretty decent. I mean, we can't do any better. Right? And Daniel Bryan's not all that. He's got the same old fucking moveset. It's the same shit. So he's got nowhere to fucking stand on. Right? This beef literally goes no further than calling Miz a coward. That's it. That's all there is to it. And I'm supposed to root for Bryan. I don't give a fuck about Daniel Bryan at all. If you disagree, that's cool. That's, you know, you're
allowed your opinion. It's an interesting take.
That's what Mark Tank's for. You know what I mean? Spastic. Anyway, boys, I'm going to leave you to it. I don't want to get myself in too much trouble and end up back in the cell again. Do you get me? And besides, your boy Burbs hasn't got high in a couple of weeks because I've been locked away up in the fucking Alcatraz. So I'm going to go and get... as a vinegar pie, and then I'm gonna go and get myself some pussy. I don't know, there's this kinky girl in town. I'm gonna have it round. I don't know, recently I've just had this thing for having a noose around my neck. It's just kind of sexy. Peace, boys. Peace.
To fuck. Avoid Burbs. Follow him on Twitter at Burberry Beats with 3s instead of E's. Check out his YouTube channel, his music, all his shit. I fucking love that man.
I heard a rumor this week that, you know, Burbs was saying that he played tough. I heard a rumor that his ass got ravaged. And yeah. Mr. Bob Cottle was telling me about that. So, I mean, we'll see what that's all about. You know,
fucking great. much love to our boy Burbs. Let's talk about this rotten SmackDown shit or what?
Before we go, let's touch on Burbs' take there about Daniel Bryan not giving a fuck about Daniel Bryan. And in actuality, what reason have they given you to care about Daniel Bryan other than the fact that he returned?
No, I agree. I mean, they haven't done anything. I still do care.
I do too. And I do too.
You know, I still like him. But yeah, I know what you're saying. They haven't done shit with him, really.
Yeah, no, I can completely see why somebody would not care about Daniel Bryan. To me, I don't see myself caring as much as I did for Daniel Bryan unless he leaves the WWE. That's the only way.
Dude, it seems like they were unhappy. People are saying that with like the promo they had him cut.
or the shit they had Miz say on him, was that they're pissed off he hasn't re-signed yet.
It wouldn't surprise me. The WWE is like that. I really hope he doesn't, too. Dude. You know what I mean?
Go to fucking Ring of Honor in Mexico and Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It'd be so good.
Oh, I agree. It would be something to behold, I think. You know, we'll see matches that we never thought we would see. Yeah. Like, can you imagine Okada and Danielson? Really?
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
That'd be fantastic.
There's a lot of people in Mexico and Japan I could really enjoy seeing him against.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like a Russian
Dragon Lee
match.
Or something?
Dragon Lee. Phoenix, Pentagon. That would all be dope.
Agreed there, sir. Yeah, it's a good point. It's definitely an interesting take. But as far as this, the week in this, I hate WWE right now. So
I can't put any other than that 2 cents in because, yeah, WWE is horrible right now. It's not worth watching.
Open with Reigns in his hometown. They hate him in his hometown.
I mean, why would you like him?
Yeah. Here's an interesting thing I was thinking about this week. He comes over, puts over Lashley because, of course, you know, that's how they do things now. But he talks about UFC a lot in this promo. And I just think it's interesting because they have half the audience that WWE does. Raw does, what, 3 million viewers?
UFC is lucky if UFC, they hit a million.
Free shows barely hit a million. Their pay-per-views are like sub 400,000 and shit.
Yep.
So what the fuck are you really accomplishing? You know what I'm saying? You got a show with 3 million people watching it and you're talking about and putting all of this importance on something that at this point, barely anybody's watching really.
Yeah. And
doesn't make any sense
of their own. You know, UFC has basically gone the way of the WWE where they just haven't made stars.
Just don't care. Well, dude, I don't know if you saw, but Nate Diaz is coming back. Don't be gay, homie. Fucking excited, man. I love the Diaz brothers. So
it's going to make for some great fucking pre-fight fucking footage.
A star. What the fuck? What do you know? You announce a fight involving a star and people get excited.
Yeah.
No, Connor also has a fight coming up here. So,
well, who's he supposed to be fighting? Has that been announced?
He's fighting, Connor's fighting Khabib.
Oh.
Khabib
Malyumakov or whatever the fuck his name is.
Fucking Malia Jackoff. I have no idea.
Jack me.
I don't watch UFC anymore because everybody's boring.
Yeah.
There's not a single person on there other than Connor who's like half as entertaining as either Diaz brother.
Yeah, I know. Especially when Brock Lesnar goes in and cuts one of the better promos you've heard in a long time. It's like, really?
Yeah.
None of you cocksuckers can talk better than Brock Lesnar? God.
Those guys, dude, they are not. Like, secretly, the people who bought that company, they wish they hadn't. They are in
up
to their fucking dicks right now because, well, there's a lot of shit. You know, the false evaluations probably and the sale, but they just don't have any stars anymore. There's no interesting people. Where's the Rampage Jackson? Where's the Chuck Liddell? Where's like
Chael Sonnen? You know what I mean? Those guys.
Where are dudes like that? That's what got MMA like popular as it did. All those guys. So
correct. They need people. Okay, there's an MMA company around my neck of the woods called Excessive Force, and they've started going the pro wrestling style, where like their guys will cut fucking full on decent promos after their fights on the next guy, and it's great. Yeah. It's great.
I say if you're doing MMA, and that's the thing, dude, UFC, you look at everything about it, right? The entrances are the exact same they've always been.
Yeah.
I haven't watched one in a while, but how many UFC pay-per-views in a row had the boom, 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 every fucking one for like a decade?
I was going to say like 210.
Their entrances aren't exciting. That's why I think Bellator is a million times better. They've got great entrances. They got a big video screen with graphics.
Yeah.
And they have those guys. I don't care how old Fedor is. Fedor is a fucking badass to me. And I want to watch him fight. Same with Rampage, because he fought there recently. All those fucking guys. Chael's fighting fucking soon again. Fighting Fedor.
Isn't Tito Ortiz fighting soon, or was that already happen?
I think Ortiz and Liddell are talking about fighting, but that's going to be for that Golden Boy MMA.
Oh, that's right, too.
Yeah, on pay-per-view and no one's going to buy. So anyway, the point is, I don't understand why they do that. You know, why are you sitting here spending all this time talking about something that none of these people watch and really not many people overall watch? Yeah. Do you catch the thing with Heyman? Talks about the definition of insanity, which is just so funny that he's talking about it.
On Raw. Yes.
Yeah. Where he's talking about Reigns trying to win the belt. And it's like, do they not see that that is exactly what they're doing with this Raymond, with this Reigns push? It's fucking
doing something different. They're doing something that you failed at before and expecting different results. That's the definition of insanity. It is.
Yeah, no, but it's just funny that like they don't do that. You think they even get that?
I don't know. Maybe not.
They probably don't. God damn it. But yeah, as mentioned, man, Brock with the backstage. Why would I watch the show? Why the fuck are we watching this show? That's the better question.
I'm supposed to hate Brock Lesnar when he's speaking for me?
Yeah, it's like, this sucks. I don't watch it. What are you talking about? But other than this on the show, Corbin defeats Balor. Clean as laundry.
Yeah, you don't get any cleaner because literally it was three fucking segments, Jim, and each segment came back with a fucking headlock and Baron Corbin demolishing him the whole goddamn match. And you can go for the end because what happens at the end? He beats him up more.
He needs even more. Do you know why? It hasn't been announced, but I fucking guarantee you he's losing to Reigns next week, and that's why.
Probably.
Because that's how they do it. That's how they do it. They're like, oh, we have him smash a fucking guy with a name, and then it'll look more impressive when Reigns beats him next week.
See, and you look at it, too. Smashing a guy, I know by no means think a 20-minute match is a smash. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't smash.
He beat Balor's ass the whole match.
Right, exactly, but it took him 20 minutes to do it. You know what I mean? It could have. If you want me to invest and think, oh, man, this guy's credible, beat Balor in less than 10 minutes. Beat him decisively.
And then,
you know what I mean? Slowly, Randy Orton-ly beat him.
Oh, very Randy Orton-ly. And then, dude, just after the match, too, beats him down. Like, what?
Yeah.
Don't get it.
That should be a term, a Suplex City Limits term. Orton-ly.
They did that recap video of the Evolution stuff.
I skipped it. I can't watch so that no more.
Fucking perverted, dude. It was perverted. The level that they were just jacking themselves off. You know, we had the women's match. Do you have anything on that? Natty's defeated by Alicia Fox and Rousey's. Fucking awful.
This is leading to Alicia Fox and Ronda Rousey next week on Raw.
Like, yeah, get some.
What the fuck, man? Like, this. Sure. There's a part of me that's intrigued because Alicia Fox was yelling at Ronda Rousey's boyfriend during WrestleMania weekend. But now, you know, like, it's been so long.
You have to make your own. It's like a fucking Mad Libs right now, right? WWE's like Mad Libs where it's like, oh, you may feel free to make your own fucking story line up.
Yeah, like they flash a card on the screen and I go through my deck that I have. It's like, okay, sweet. Oh, Ronda Rousey, Alicia Fox, WrestleMania.
Like, oh, remember when her fucking, you know, she yelled at her husband in a bar? Like, you have to create your own story. It's like a choose your own adventure, dude.
Like those books where, like, you switch to a different chapter if you picked a certain thing.
It's like, fuck it, you build it. This company that sells guitar pedals, but it's called Fuck It, You Build It. And they just send you all the parts for it in a bag. It's like literally a thing. Yeah.
How much cheaper are they?
Not enough. That's for like go-getters who fucking, you know, the last thing I would want to do is put together a fucking pedal. That sounds awful.
You're fucking right.
I'll just go to Hardwire and buy my fucking tuning pedal. Thanks, bye. From there, we get the Elias and Lashley segment.
Yeah.
Dude, he proceeds to sing at least parts of Rockin' Robin. Do you know what year Rockin' Robin came out, dude?
I'm gonna go on a complete uneducated guess and say like 1982.
What? Rockin' Robin?
I don't even know what the song is. I really don't.
Rockin' Robin. Rockin' Robin. It's from 1958. Oh, I'll give you three guesses who picked that song.
Vince McMahon, Vince McMahon, Vince McMahon.
The same guy who named a pay-per-view after and used Great Balls of Fire, which also came out in 1950 fuck all. So
by a guy that married and fucked his 12-year-old cousin.
Yeah. Lashley forgets the words halfway through. They probably should have picked the song that he would know, like Swing a Low Sweet Chariot or something. No? All right, moving on.
I'm down. That's on a joke. Hey, Parliament, who doesn't like fucking Parliament, motherfucker?
No, Swing Low Sweet Chariot.
Sorry. No, I thought you were thinking Swing Low old... Sweet Chariot. Stop
better. Either you got the joke or you didn't. I hope our brothers aren't mad about it. That's what we do around here. You know, we make fucking jokes.
Huh? The joke went way over my head, so if it was that bad, you can't blame me. I don't even understand it yet.
You're Canadian. I feel like explaining to you makes it more offensive. Let's not linger. It was a joke. Strowman versus Mahal. Mahal wins by count out, dude. Awesome.
Because they've established that Strowman doesn't give a fuck about winning.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Because wins and losses don't matter. He heard Road Dogg say wins and losses don't matter. Yeah. So he was like, well, fuck it.
The guy who has the briefcase was the only guy in the match who didn't need the briefcase. And now he doesn't care about winning. Awesome. Oh, God. Mojo and Rude brawl in the locker room. Yeah.
There was a cell phone video of this fight, and it was on Twitter, and it was actually fooling people.
Dude, you know who took that video?
Who?
Mike Kanellis, because he's got nothing else going on. That's literally cool. I'm not even joking. That's who it was. He should have yelled World Star. I would have been impressed. Akum is defeated by Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews, who we've been like saying for 2 years, like, give this guy a win, do something. And when they finally do, it's like the dumbest move ever.
Yeah, exactly. And first off, why are you putting the Authors of Pain in singles matches? Like, you don't even highlight these guys on Raw as a tag team. You highlight them on main event. You put them on Raw in a singles match where he's going to lose. Mm-hmm. Way to go, bud.
And they do a pre-tape of them, like, trying to cut promos, dude. Such a fucking joke, man. The whole thing is such a fucking joke.
It is.
It's a roll-up win anyway, so you know, it's funny actually. You do it and then you decide to do it by a roll-up, which gives Cruz nothing, you know, so why? What's the point, dude?
Like, I feel that we've talked about a whole show worth, and I look at my notes and it's like, holy fuck, so much more happened on this god for awful show,
and yet nothing happened on this show.
No, you get a decent Seth Rollins Drew McIntyre match that ends in DQ like every other match that involves Seth Rollins, and it's like, well, fuck me, right? Why do I even waste my time watching this shit?
It's Rollins and McIntyre and Rollins and Ziggler. The only thing I can think of this is he's not expected to be back yet, but I'm almost expecting a Dean Ambrose return.
Yeah. Dean Ambrose is going to return in equal
SummerSlam.
Yeah, I think so. We got 2 weeks. I would imagine he returns before SummerSlam.
Oh, before?
What else are they going to do on SummerSlam? What's the match? Is it Seth Rollins and Ziggler? Is that already penciled in for SummerSlam?
I think it is.
Okay, well, maybe it'll show up the next night on Raw.
Go fuck.
I don't fucking
know. Yeah. As I mentioned by Burbs, Reigns sucker punches Corbin in front of police, Eric Finger quotation police.
Yep. Who they politely ask him to leave. And he abides.
Yeah. they held up a little card with different shades on it, and they're like, oh, he's on the he's dark, but he's still on the ask him to leave nicely fucking portion of the card. He's not on the fucking throw him on the ground, handcuff him, beat the shit out of him color. Yeah. You know? Fuck. Miami of all places. They use footage of Henning to sell Sonic. The disgusting cunts.
And then they remind us that they've done jack shit with his son right afterwards.
Oh, like, hey, remember how awesome Mr. Perfect is? Like, look how shitty his son is.
Yeah. Mr. Perfect was not perfect because he could not make a decent son.
Yeah. It's like the only unperfect thing about him. that is fucking hard in the end, I guess.
Well, that and his drug abuse problems, I guess.
Yeah. We are such fucking... This show is just mean-spirited, you know? I've noticed that since, like, day one. Like, this show is just mean-spirited. I fucking love it.
Well, I mean, like, that, and we've got the reputation of just the guys that shit on everything.
Well, we don't shit on everything. We're just praising him all
fucking MLW. I know. That's, but everybody only hears the shitting on part. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's... Pay attention. We'll be talking about Lucha Underground later, and it's fucking spoiler alert. It was pretty awesome. Yeah, Revival. Go. At least the Revival won over here in a match.
Yeah, I guess.
It's Hardy retiring. He kind of posted a picture that, like, thanking everyone. Like, looks like he might retire. I don't know.
Honestly, I hope so.
Yeah, he looks like, I mean, he just looks like he's in pain wrestling. So
it looks uncomfortable. And to think that. Yeah. Matt is the one that needs to retire, and not Jeff's mind body. Like, all the drugs Jeff Dunn preserved his body. Like, it either act as like a pickle juice and fermentation process, or he just the drugs just made him so nimble and he just fell with grace, you know, just falling without trying to save himself, that he just didn't hurt himself. Yeah. One of the two.
As we will see on SmackDown, Jeff is definitely pickled. Holy fuck.
He had Google Maps written on his face. It was great.
It's like a map to his house or something. That's so, like, people, when they find him fucking passed out somewhere, they know where to take him.
When he crashes his vehicle on his next DUI, they know exactly where his home is.
Oh, he was just trying to go down the road here. Oh, okay.
We can just let him off with this. Fuck it.
Just toss him out on this fucking shitty artistic lawn.
Clean up his face.
Yeah. Fuck me. Rollins gets his laid out backstage. I'm really driving that home. How about this? How about the boss huggers, dude?
You mean Bailey in her shorts?
No, Bailey and Sasha. Yeah, have matching gear, and they exactly. are the boss huggers. That's the name.
That's what I mean. Like Bailey in shorts, like that ass.
Yeah.
Can peek out now. But I don't give a fuck about the tag team. But Bailey. The hottest part pants.
About her is that you can pretend that she's underage.
The worst part about it is you got to try to get over the fact that she's retarded.
Yeah, I feel like I could do it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully this isn't driving towards some kind of tag team fucking belts, I swear.
Oh, you know it is, Jim. You know it.
People online, and then at the close of this show, Lesnar F5's Angle and Corbin Bales, but some people were trying to say they were chanting, we want Roman. That's not the case, dude. People within the building were like, no, they were saying Strowman. But people are watching on TV really? Like, no way, they were saying Roman.
Really? Okay.
I didn't hear Roman whatsoever. I don't know, man.
Like, it's very easy to
the same.
Strowman, Roman, you know, they got the same ending. They rhyme. So it's very easy to get mixed up in it, for sure. I thought it was Roman. I didn't look any deeper, but I didn't by no means think it was loud enough to garner any attention from me and saying, oh, Roman's getting over. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Roman Strowman sounds like a fucking car salesman. Come on down to Roman Strowman Auto. We got the best deals on all brand new Buicks and Cadillacs.
You can be a part of our Roman class and we'll stroll you down the road, man.
Every car you buy, you get a free turkey. but yeah, next week, dude, Rude and Raleigh, Fox and Rousey, you better fucking tune in. I thought this show sucked.
Can we take next week off for Raw?
Yeah, I don't care.
It's a holiday here in Canada. You really think I want to watch Raw on a holiday?
What holiday is it?
Civic holiday, which AKA means not an actual holiday, but the Alberta government gives you a day off every month.
Couldn't you... Wait, what do you mean? Oh, because there's no holiday this month. It's just that's what it is.
Yeah, it's just civic holiday,
and everybody's off work, or most people anyway.
Most people, yeah. I'm off now till Tuesday.
Couldn't you lazy cunts come up with like something to make it?
I mean, like, they call everything else that doesn't have a name to just call it Family Day. I don't know why this one's not called Family Day.
Like maybe you could just come up with something, you know? You be like Indigenous People's Day or something.
I think they got that somewhere, but you don't get it off.
Of course not, dude. It's like Martin Luther King Day. It's like no one in America. They're like, we'll give you a day, but like right nothing's closed. Yeah, we're not going to close our banks or anything. Like, oh, okay. Fucking dicks.
That's all because he was an adulterer, Jim.
Yeah, right. That was the problem they had with him. Fuck it. I started watching, I'm not going to bring up like whatever, but I started watching this Trayvon Martin fucking thing.
Yeah.
Documentary that started this week on TV, and it like pissed me off all over again. Like I just felt so bad for like, I don't know. I was just pissed for four black people, you know? It's like,
just like about just how they're treated. You mean
they're just get fucked all the way around.
No, I agree.
You know, and then all day, every day they get fucked around. And then I come on here and make swing low, sweet chariot jokes. Try to cheer you up.
I still don't even get, I got to Google this. Well,
it's
I
an old slave song. It's an old slave song. Okay.
I was going to say, well, I get like, do I get in trouble for Googling this?
No. SmackDown Live, dude. Was this not a landmark episode of this show in the sense of just like nothing? Just the laziest nothing show.
The SmackDown one? Well, I mean, the fact that there was only one match that involved male competitors.
Yeah.
Which that's three reverse, matches total. That's reverse sexism, if you ask me.
How do you only have three matches on a 2-hour show?
And then your other two matches are garbage, a.k.a. Lana and Zelina Vega, which that should never have been on TV. And then Carmella. Oh. Carmella needs to be stoned. You know, they just put her in the back and just like put her in like one of those carrying cases and just roll her to the next city and forget her in the back. Like she'll find her way home.
Just put her in a locker and you can find her like Big Rick or something. Fuck. And just, dude, there's nothing on this show. I'm looking at it and it's like, what made this show 3 hours? It's just, I don't get it.
Just a bunch of nothing matches is what made this show 3 hours. Matches that meant nothing. A bunch of women's evolution bullshit.
Two good things on this show. I'm going to go with two good things on here. And that is the New Day giving that Usos and Bar match 5 pancake rating. That's awesome. And the Samoa Joe promo was pretty good, although I thought the content of it was like, talking about a guy is like, as his dad and a husband. It's like, we've done this before.
And they think it's like, especially when Samoa Joe is in no different situation. You know what I mean? Samoa Joe's on the road just as much as AJ is. So kind of,
you watched a guy. You know, you always hear in wrestling, right, the phrase of turning chicken shit into chicken salad.
Yeah.
And like that promo was the embodiment of that.
Oh, Samoa Joe has been great at that. Because it's not like you look at his promos. It's not like they're any different than the garbage that everybody else is giving. He's just doing it better.
It's true. It's true, man. But yeah, Vega should not be wrestling yet. You should build up to her wrestling.
Yep.
Lana
not have her wrestling a lady like Lana.
Dude, how about for 8 minutes?
Yeah. Like, we did not need to see that at all.
How are you gonna even attempting to like keep people watching the show? And do the beginning of this went on and on and on before the first match even hit the ring. It was like, I was watching online, so the commercials were cut, but it was like 20 minutes of actual show. So with commercials, had to be over 30 minutes. Before the first match at the ring, it was unbelievable.
Well, and then too, you're looking at the show started with, they would like you to think a role reversal with Carmella trying to be all soft, but we all know what's coming.
And as the crowd didn't buy it at all.
No, exactly. We all know what's coming. We all know that she's going to fucking turn on us because she's going to, because the same thing Alexa Bliss does is what Carmella always does. Once something becomes known, you need something else. You can't just keep on doing it. You just can't.
Sure you can, pal.
Yeah.
That's why
Stu Hart doesn't show up every week.
Yeah. And dude, Ellsworth's distraction makes fucking Becky look ridiculous.
It's
like they were building up this whole thing with her, and then like, oh, Charlotte's back. tits are fixed now, so slide over. They make it a three-way, which is...
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, at least now we can see Charlotte and Becky fight with Carmella outside.
They fucking love three-ways. And but I was
now,
thinking...
Now, Jim, don't get excited about that three-way too much, because Asuka has a match against Carmella next week, too. And if Asuka wins, I'm sure she'll get added as a four-way.
Oh, because... You know, the exact and all that shit, the three ways and four ways is just, we have no idea. We really have no idea.
We can't tell a story, so we're just going to throw so many people in this that you don't ask questions.
Yeah. What did this company do before that, before ECW popularized the three-way match? I don't know how they even figured it, how they got week to week on their TV.
Honestly, man, I don't know. Well, first off, they only had 1 hour TV, 1 hour a week. So, and they still put young Matt and Jeff Hardy in that show.
Yeah. And I love too when Mrs. Cutner's thing, he talks about, he tells Brian to not resign. He's like, don't resign, go wrestle at a flea market. Crowd pops.
Yeah, because that's what they want. That's what they want to see.
And as if this guy's going to a flea market, this guy will be wrestling in front of fucking, 10,000 people if they want. If they book it right.
Yeah, of course. He can go.
He's going to go to Arena Mexico. He's going to go to fucking, you know, that Madison Square Garden Ring of Honor show, maybe. Could be.
Very possible. Very possible. Definitely won't be at All In, but I mean,
no.
That's beyond the point. But he can go to New Japan, be at Wrestle Kingdom, be in front of, he could probably add 20,000 people to that fucking arena just being him alone.
Maybe they can get Big Kaz for All In. Is Big Kaz All In?
I wish. Can you imagine a real one and Big Kaz reunite? They could reunite at Wrestle Kingdom and take on, who can they take? Evil and Sonata?
Dude, how about the big guy? Ryback.
Oh, God.
Jake Strong, dude. Boom.
Are you talking about putting, maybe we can put them in the New Japan Rumble? Bullet Club 4.0.
Oh, my God. You fuck right off of all that.
They'll come down spraying the fucking cologne. Yeah.
I mean, we're almost to the end here. Let's power. You want to power through?
Yeah, I'm
power through to the end.
I got the power cock ready.
All right. NXT. I don't know what that means, but
I don't know either. Man,
I'm interested. You piqued my interest. That's for sure.
My. They say that American cock is big and strong. Well, I mean, in Canada, Canadian cock is it's small and strong. It's still a powerful cock. It's like Taz.
Yeah. It's not that impressive, but if you put it next to another fucking small one, it looks super impressive.
Yeah, exactly. For a small cock, it's like, oh man, it's girth.
That's a genius of Paul Heyman right there, right? Is like,
right?
In 1996, like a 15-year-old me was like, this guy's a bad motherfucker. You know? So.
And then fast forward to 2002, just like, fuck Taz.
Well, you look at like once WWE got him and had no idea what they were doing and how to protect him and what to do.
No,
and they shit the bed and you're like, oh my God, dude, did you know this guy's a joke? Yeah, fuck, turns out he's a joke. He fucking knew. NXT, didn't have much. Mighty versus Heavy Machinery, which the Machinery win because the Street Profits show up to dance around in the crowd. I don't know.
Because music, like Jim, come on. SmackDown, anything, music distracts everybody. Besides for the person it's not supposed to distract.
Well, at least these guys were like out there. But still, yeah, why use that trope, dude? Don't do that. Stop it.
No, I agree.
Mustache Mountain to be defeated Jobbers.
Oh, no, they defeated Matt Knotts and Brandon Taylor.
I love how you always have the names. Dude, those guys signed
squash matches.
I don't even give a fuck. I don't even care. I would walk in there if I was in charge. Tomorrow you're in charge. I'd walk in there and I'd be like, I don't even care to see these guys even get in a ring. You're fucking out of here. Fuck. That one fat guy with the fucking whatever gear.
The scarf wrapped around his belly.
Yeah, dude. Go fuck yourself. I don't even care. Unless you're going to get in there and do a shooting star press or something. You fucking get out of here. That sucks.
Scarf.
EC3 defeats Kona Reeves, who is fucking trash.
I hate this guy so
much. I saw
much.
A thing on Twitter. Someone was like, "Well, but he's I like Keanu Reeves." You're a fucking idiot, dude. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like that kid, sugarcoat, you see
that one?
Man. I know you did see it. You didn't bother tagging in because I had the kid fucking like bloodied against the ropes. But do you see that kid trying to argue with me about fucking WWE and shit? It's like, do you see his picture? He's like 16 years old. These kids will come on Twitter and they'll like argue with you about shit. And all he's spouting is the WWE history. It was so gross.
Well, and it's the revised WWE history, if that, yeah. You know what I mean? It's not the true. You know what I mean? So if you want to,
if it
go
wasn't for
true,
Vince McMahon, the wrestling wouldn't be fucking anything.
Oh
in this
man,
day.
Like I,
you're out of your mind.
First off, for the fact that he tried to put that off as fact, that
yeah,
shows
like, it's
you
a fact.
There. It's not a fact. It's an opinion. That's what that is. It's an opinion.
A shitty one at that.
There's not. There's no numbers in this world that tell us that. Yeah, no. If Vince McMahon didn't buy all these territories, and they would have plummeted.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. Some of these territories could have prospered and been a rival. You know what I mean? Anything. You don't know because people were evolving like, stars all along.
Well, he kicked it off like, oh, WrestleMania. And like, it was a WWE little documentary thing spit back out of the mouth of a fucking 17-year-old kid at me. And I was just like, oh my God. So
it's like,
fucking.
It's like no. Reading the Bible.
Yeah. It's like, well, okay, let's not take shots. But yeah, this, like, New Japan started in 1972. The oldest wrestling company is in fucking Mexico. Like, dude.
Yeah, like CMLL started, what, like 1902 or something like that? Or was it before 100. The 1900s? I don't know,
100 years ago or some shit. But anyway, sorry, that pissed me off.
No, I agree.
But that's the thing, too. It's like, another point on that I was thinking is, it's kind of up to people like podcasts and shit to tell the actual history of wrestling, because there's these young people who don't know it, and they're not getting it there, and that's where they're getting their information, and they're being fed this complete revisionist bullshit history.
Yeah.
So we gotta stick around and fucking make sure we inform these people of what actually is going on.
One mind at a time. Hi, Dan from Philadelphia. Still think you're a cunty poo.
Baszler defeats. I don't think he's listening anymore.
Well,
maybe
we'll see. I suppose. I mean, I wouldn't know.
I hate those guys. Baszler defeat Candice LeRae.
He never listened to me. He couldn't have listened to begin with. He'd know what we're all about.
Yeah, you can't be like offended that you called him a cunty poo and like I used to listen to the show. Like I really doubt you did.
Yeah, you might have listened once.
Yeah, he'd have been triggered a long time ago. And then Ciampa just killed it. Promo of the week, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. The getting in the grandma's face.
Oh. Dude, jaw-jacking with the old lady was fucking great.
I love it, because like, they're not allowed to do that shit no more on their main roster. They're not allowed to interact with the crowd like that. And the fact that he went there, and then her being so game, too.
Oh yeah.
This is made
it reminded
so much
me
better.
Of WCW Granny. Remember that lady that like hit Hogan in the head with her cane?
Yes.
Fucking awesome.
We need more grannies like that in this world at wrestling shows. We really do.
She's a stunt granny. You remember that shit from that?
Tune in this week on USA for stunt grannies. Boom, boom.
Now, you remember that wrestling exposed?
Yes, where they had Skull like, Duggery. Oh, yeah. That was my creator wrestling name for years after I watched that, was Skull Duggery.
I like it. Did he used to tag with Bill Ding?
Bill Ding.
But yeah, that's one of those like my favorite lines from that show. They're like where the ref, like the wrestler yells at the old lady and then pushes her and they're like, don't worry, she's a stunt granny.
That show was so horrible.
It's fucking, I remember even back when it first aired, they have somebody in the shadows and I'm like, that's Harley Race.
Like the first is it time really though? Because I don't know who hidden, anybody was.
It is, yeah. Harley Race is hidden in the shadow. And even then, the first time I saw it, I'm like, that's Harley Race. Like, that's not keeping his identity whatsoever, dude. It's
I'm
like,
pretty sure
I would know that curly, shitty mullet, fuck it anywhere.
That's true. I'm pretty sure Skull Duggery was Haku.
Yeah. He wasn't wrestling in it. He was just telling the shit, you know?
Oh, okay.
I don't know. That's fucking great.
Fucking Harley Race, man, exposing the business.
And I liked how they did this shit where Gargano like runs past Black, starts screaming at Ciampa, and then gets the fucking right into the Black Mass. Pretty nice.
Yep. And there's something to be said too. His wife just got her ass kicked, and he's out doing this, not tandem with her. So,
Very fucking good. I checked it on Impact this week. And
did you? I seen there was another Scarlett Bordeaux interview, and I was kind of wanting to see it.
I did watch it. It was. Let me tell you about it.
Okay.
So I started the show. The first thing in the show is Sue Young and the Undead Maid of Honor. I don't know who it was. That's all they called her.
I'm sure she's just one of those.
Probably
bobbing heads there that follow her.
They were defeated by Ali and dude, the J Vish hottie of the week, Kira Hogan.
Oh, holy that ass. That
shit,
ass.
Dude.
That Jim. Jim, it deserves it.
He's fat.
Oh no, wrong one.
Fat asses.
Yeah, both work. Just about the ass. Unbelievable.
Yes. Oh. My God, I love myself, some Kira Hogan.
Yeah.
By no means do I love myself, I hate myself.
I hate myself, but I love Kira Hogan. Yeah, very good. You know, and I kind of skip through the show, because a lot of it I just don't give a fuck about. Like Moolah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't give a fuck either.
Mundo and fucking Congo Kong.
Yeah.
Like, trying to build that feud, you go fuck yourself. Aries takes on a rookie who's like, what's that guy's name? Fuck.
I don't know. What's his name? Caleb Conley. No.
That dickhead from Canada, but wrestled as he was from Italy. Carelli, oh. Anthony Carelli.
Oh, really? I have no idea.
You know who that is.
Santino?
Yeah, Santino. Oh, okay. His real name is... Whatever the fuck I just said.
So he actually wrestled on Impact?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was backstage doing an interview with like, oh, I got a school and this is my top guy. And then this is last week. And then Aries comes back and challenges him, but he doesn't wrestle anymore. So whatever. He's going to wrestle his rookie. It's pretty awesome, actually. Aries just like, he just fucking shows off, schools this kid, like mat wrestling clinic. It was pretty funny to watch. But in the end, he gets attacked by Edwards, and I don't know, that Corelli guy kicks him in the dick, and then later at the end of the show, Killer Cross is laying an X on Corelli. So, like, he fucking took out Corelli backstage. Is this guy gonna wrestle? I don't fucking... If he's not wrestling, then get him the fuck out of the angles.
No, I'm sure he'll start wrestling soon, but, I mean, build it up.
Yeah. Edwards talking to his wife. You know, I never really noticed what you were talking about until now.
She looks like a real life Bratz doll.
Does she have fetal alcohol syndrome?
Dude, there's something up. There's something wrong.
Does she huff gas? Are her parents related? I don't understand. What the fuck is with this chick?
There's something wrong, man. There's something off.
I mean, the fuck?
That boy, right?
I mean, dude, yeah. Oh, holy shit. She seems really fucking just dumb.
You're fucking a guy that goes around with his finished move called the Boston Knee Party. I mean, come on.
It's like the charisma void that those two exist in is like unbelievable. Him and her, just like, there's nothing. Yeah. Not a bit of personality among them.
There really isn't, though. No. And the fact that he's got like wolf claws tattooed on his shoulder really bothers me.
Is that real or is that a fake tattoo?
No, that's real. The Davy Richards one was fake.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's right. Scarlett Bordeaux did have an interview with some guy. He's like a fat, bald guy. He's new. He's an actor or something. And he's like a bumbling. He's all like nervous to talk to her, so he's like stuttering. And it was very WWE and very dumb. She's like flirting with him, and that was it.
Fair.
So that was dumb. Main event was cool. Phoenix and Pentagon took on OVE. Really cool spot in there. They tied the Lucha Bros together by the back of their masks. So they were like tied, like legit tied together.
I like that, how they're moving further along, you know, because they tied Pentagon to the ring in Slammiversary, and now they're tying him to his brother. So, I mean, what did he tie him to? Like, Phoenix doesn't have anything coming off of his mask, does he?
In the back, yeah, on the ties and the back.
Oh, he's got that little fago tail.
Well, it's the string that you tie up the mask with.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, I never even thought about that. Never even thought about the strings.
So they tied them together. It was pretty good because, like, they tied them together to the point where, like, they moved out and, like, their heads pulled them back down together, you know? So it was pretty cool. Good match. Lucha Brothers win. Callahan is out selling his arm, broken arm, and they dove on him and shit. It was pretty cool. Really fun match, actually.
At least he sold his broken arm here.
Yeah, I would say the main event from this was worth checking out for sure. That and check out the opening match just for Kira Hogan's ass.
Yes.
So to continue on, I think Impact built up a lot of steam coming into Slammiversary. Slammiversary was great coming out of it.
Not so much.
Shit the bed. It's just it's not doing anything for me, man. The only things that are interesting is the Callahan and Pentagon Phoenix OVE shit. Other than that, you're looking at Mundo and Kong. That sucks.
Yeah.
Grado and Chandry eventually.
They're still doing that? I guess. That?
Yeah, I guess. But what are some of the other ones? Oh, Edwards and Aries for the championship? Like, dude. Oh, this is nothing really happening that I'm like really into over there. So I don't know.
I feel like I might check back in with Impact once they start the build for Bound for Glory.
Yeah, I didn't see any LAX shit really in here. I skipped around because I was just really bored with the show. But no less, that was that. Talking about Lucha Underground, I guess.
Lucha Underground!
Lucha Underground.
Notice that she didn't cut off immediately there.
Yeah, right.
More smooth than last week, motherfucker.
Yeah, pretty good shit here. Dog had defeated PJ Black. You know,
PJ Black's matches. I'm put off by them these days because all I'm looking for during a PJ Black match is which finger got cut off.
How many fingers does he have?
Yeah, like, well, he had one hand that had no glove on, so you knew it was neither one on that hand. And then I was looking at, I couldn't get into the match because I was focused on PJ Black's fucking fingers. I wanted to know, like, oh, which one? Oh, is one of those fake?
I couldn't get into the match because Dago was in it. Honestly, he just doesn't do anything for me.
No, I can see that. He doesn't really do much for me either.
There was some cool shit, though. Afterward, Cobra gets in the ring and, like, does this scream call, which calls in all the other lizards. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, yeah. I generally like the where they're going. I'm a little sad that they killed Fabora at the end of the show. I'm spoiler alert, I guess.
I guess next week will be probably... Well, I was thinking it was going to be an 8-man tag, but I guess it's not going to be now.
Definitely not.
If Worldwide Underground win, she grants them a wish. I guess she's a fucking, as well as being a lizard or a snake, she's also a fucking genie.
Yeah, and to put emphasis on the lizard slash snake gimmick, everything she says is said like a snake. She'll say it with at the end.
And that's really
kind of fucking annoys me a lot.
Yeah, Lars Sullivan does the same thing.
Only he can't help it because he's got a fucking lisp.
Yeah, definitely, man. Max really bad at acting in backstage shit.
I was going to mention that when you mentioned Big Rick fun and Big Rick in the locker room. Was like, here's hoping that she can act better than Mac, because that was horrendous.
I enjoyed it where they find Big Rick. It's so cheesy. It's like a fucking skull with a light behind it, like the cigar in the mouth. But it's awesome. It's campy. I fucking love it.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea. It's based off of the Kung Fu movies from the 70s loosely. And they're campy as fuck.
Yeah. Had a trios championship match. Rabbit Tribe defeated by the champions. Killshot steals the pin from Mac. They're kind of building up. I expect a kill shot Mac thing.
Yeah, I would imagine that'll be something coming up. What's that big show they do in the middle of the season?
I don't know. They do Ultima Lucha at the end. What do they do in the middle?
I suppose they usually kept Aztec Warfare for the middle, hey? And they usually just
used to
that show. And they don't do that no more. So, fair enough.
They had like this the tag match where Cage and Pentagon pick their fucking partners. Cage picks Cuerno. Pentagon, such a bad motherfucker. He's just like, no, I'm good.
I got my brother here, but fuck him.
Yeah. He loses.
Wait, no, he did. Phoenix died, didn't he?
Yeah, he's dead currently. But yeah, Pentagon gets the thrill of the kill from Cuerno. Cuerno just leaves. He's like, there you go. Have a nice day. Cage pins him and then fucking sets his head on a chair and smashes it with a chair. Holy shit. Very good. And my favorite part of the show, honestly, at the end.
Indiana Mundo, yeah. Heading into the fucking the serpent's lair.
Yeah, he's got the Indiana Jones hat. He's got the whip. Like, oh, the only thing I really would have enjoyed if they would have done like Taya. Well, if Taya would have been more short like that round. Little, yeah, exactly. Like some nod to that, you know, maybe she says a line that he says. Or
I agree. That would have been
good. But
you can't get it all. But this was great enough as it was. So,
in the den of the lizards. Taya cuts Vibora's head off with a fucking sword.
Yes, while Drago watched.
And green blood sprays all over the place. Wrestling. fucking love Lucha Underground. It's so awesome.
Me too. I think it's fantastic.
What do you have coming up on the Federation, man?
We're going to be recording here. After a long hiatus off, we released our Great American Bash episode, and we're going to be doing our Fall Brawl 1990 episode, I believe, this weekend, so that'll be coming out soon as well. So just giving you guys a little bit more mileage for, you know, we left for a bit, but here you go. Here's a make piece.
There you go. Check out the Federation Everywhere podcasts are found. If you like this show, you will also enjoy it. Pay-per-view take two coming up soon. Royal Rumble 2006. That'll be on the SCL channel. We're recording that this weekend, so expect that soon. I'm going to give shout-outs to our friends at Wrestling Soup. Shooting the Shiznit, the Strap. What else we got? Sap Pod.
THT. Experience.
Yeah.
THT. Get in the corner.
Yeah, Get in the Corner. I was on there this week. You can find everywhere. Hell yeah. It's on YouTube as well. It's madness. It's pure madness.
I could not. I know that they're saying that I don't like them, and I made up excuses not to go on, but I mean.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, I live in an igloo, motherfuckers. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Lines that freeze up, bitch.
Happens. So check that out as well. Do our Twitter shout outs. I think we're the fuck out of here.
Pretty close to it.
All right. Yeah. Retweet our pinned episode on Twitter. Get yourself a shout out on the show. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah. Hopefully this list is the same for me as it is for you.
Justin Green.
Adam Sharples.
Oh, I always say Sharpies, don't I? It is Sharples.
It is Sharples. I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Dom Homie.
Mr. Klondike Bill.
Bobby Anthem.
The Awareness Podcast. Now, what are we awarenesses to? Oh, survivors, parenting, truth. Okay, fair enough. I'm not aware to any of that, but whatever.
Tony Renard.
Scott Tilgram.
Bobby Blades.
Tony Vasquez. Boy.
Jeremy Foltz.
Brian. A.K.A. Beecham 22. I'll go with they call me Venus for 200. And then since Jim has fallen off the earth, THT Wrestling.
I'm just going to bust them out because going back and forth is weird. Burbs, JC Sterling, Smack It Down, Viva La JD, Chris Savage, Johnny Utah, Eric Turner, Scotty from Sat Pod, Lance Levine, Travis Fudge.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, no shit. Jared, Jermaine Lashley. Late Drinkers Podcast, EMZT Pod in Production, Well Kept Unclean, Balls Deep Network, Grammars, AC Patty, Maiku Tommaso, Kayla Morganfield, and LPH. We thank you very much. Let's get the fuck out of here, huh?
We could. You know what's really weird, though? Good thing we didn't continue, because after Travis Fudge, I got nobody on this list. For retweets. But yes, we can leave. because
I muted my shit again.
I know.
Five-star podcast. Do you have anything to say before we go?
No, I got nothing to say other than that laugh popped me hard.
We thank you very much for listening. We'll be back next week to recap the week in pro wrestling. Until then, as always, may you get all of the dick and or pussy you desire. Remember, a winner is you, and be excellent to each other. See you next week.